Greetings in Jesus' name on this 23rd day of July, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently in the 60s outside with temperatures going all the way up around 80 degrees today. And it's a beautiful and a fabulous Friday here in the Sanford, Maine region of New England. Just got back from a short airplane flight up to Oxford, Maine, where I was able to get the starter put on the right engine. It's been failing me for about 2 or 3 months now. And actually this morning, when I went to start the airplane, it wouldn't start. Had to get a pipe out and beat on the starter a little bit. And then it started up and was able to then fly it up to Oxford, Maine, put a new starter on it, also put a new electrical component on it for some alternator lights, and then flew it back home and got back home around 9 o'clock. And it's been a great morning so far, and headed out to the ministry to work and to labor for Christ and to put sand in ditches and to prepare for gas lines and all kind of activities today. Busy about the Father's business, making cabinets, and just so much to do for the Lord. Had a wonderful time last night, my wife and I and my daughter. We went out soul winning and out into the neighborhoods and knocking on doors and telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ, and just a tremendous time in the Lord. And we appreciate God helping us and encouraging us and giving us a vision to reach this region with the gospel. And I appreciate those that came out and helped us, and we're going to keep at it for the Lord Jesus Christ. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me in Psalms chapter 32 and verse number 10. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, and they are. Everywhere you look, it's sorrow upon sorrow. I think about those that have the sorrow of alcoholism, and they are in bondage to alcoholism. And many sorrows shall be to the wicked that are involved in alcoholism. Their lives are crushed. Their finances are crushed. Their families fall apart. I think about the sorrows that are to the wicked that are involved in this pot, and they're using pot for medicinal purposes, and they're abusing the medicinal purposes of it, and they go around and they just are in a fog all the time because they are involved in cannabis, they call it, and it's pot and it's weed, and they smoke it, and their life is just a fog. They're not able to clearly think. I think about the sorrows. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, those that are involved in the lifestyle of perversity, where men with men and women with women doing things that are unthought of, and the sorrows that are upon them, and how their conscience is guilty, and how they are trying to live life, but they're not able to live life because many sorrows shall be to the wicked. But he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. And that's where we want to live today. We don't want to live with the sorrows of the wicked, but we want to live on this side of the Jordan. That is the side of the Jordan where we've walked across the river and said, thank God, I believe that God is able. And he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. How about it today? How about we just join in and say, by the good grace of God, I'm going to trust the Lord. I know that when I do, I am surrounded by mercy. Can you imagine the thought and the figurative language that is used here in the great book of Psalms? Mercy is compassing me about. I look forward and there's mercy because I'm trusting in the Lord. I look backwards and there's mercy because I'm trusting in the Lord. I look to the left and there's mercy because I'm trusting in the Lord. I look to the right and there's mercy. Everywhere I look, mercy has compassed me about. And that's shouting ground right there. Sorrows are to the wicked, but those that trust in the Lord, mercy shall compass them about. I think I'll just stick to that. I believe I'll just keep trusting the Lord. That's what I'm going to do in my life. How about you? Are you going to do that? Well, honk then. Honk the horn. Shout the victory. Do something for Christ and say, hey, hey, glory to God. I'm going to keep trusting in the Lord and watch His mercy compass me about. You've been listening to this Friday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on Monday.